and I had engineers on a boat, you know, that would do terrible things. You know, I went down on a boat that the oil pressure for the gearbox, and the gearbox is huge, you know, big. And his oil pump wasn't working. So I went down there and I said, well, what in the world happened to your oil pump? Well, I don't know. And I talked to my boss down and he said, well, I sent him all new parts. I went in there and looked and the guy couldn't get this gear on a spline shaft on his pump, the gear that was driven off the big gears in the gearbox that ran this little pump that kept the oil lubricated, all the bearings. And he heated that gear. It's a spline. It slides on tight, but he heated it, beating it on there with a hammer. And it wouldn't stay. It couldn't get it on all the way, so he welded it. Doesn't and it was lopsided. And then there was no gasket. I said, what happened to the gasket? Well, I didn't have a gasket. And they said, well, it's leaking all over. You don't even have any oil pressure. So I had to get a whole new oil pump, you know. And this guy would puff his chest up. Oh, yeah, I work on the Fairbanks boats. I said, you don't belong on any boats. It was terrible. And had to rebuild his pump. He almost burned a gearbox up. You know, that's a $250,000 gearbox. But there were guys there, and I said, you know, he learned how to weld. I was always against having a welding machine on a boat. Mm. I didn't want him on there because these guys are not welders. In the steel industry, you had a welder's apprenticeship. You learned all about welding, rods, metal. You know, these guys just picked it up. They could strike an arc, and they melted some barbel on there, you know. That's what this guy was. But eventually he got run off. But, you know, if you don't get trained people and you don't teach them, you got a mess. That's what happened in the steel industry. That's why we developed the apprenticeship for the mobile equipment mechanics. We didn't have a program. And the stuff that was coming out, you know, all the mobile equipment, most of it was hydraulic. All the new forklifts and front loaders and dozers and that were hydraulics. The guys didn't understand that stuff. So I not only had to teach, you know, locomotives, which is diesel electric, but you had to teach internal combustion engines, you had to teach hydraulics, you had to teach pneumatics, because we had apprentices in there that worked on dump trucks and trucks, air brakes. So we had simulators in our labs. We had two classrooms and five labs we built, because we had a whole locomotive control panel in one room that you, all the electrical controls, had electricians set it up right out of a locomotive to teach them and troubleshoot.